Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Let's return to the A to Z of Merseyside football with John Keefe. One of my favourite parts of the week, this. We are literally going through the entire alphabet and picking out some of the very best names represented by the different letters in the alphabet. So we're on E's at the moment. Morning to you, John.
Good morning, Steve.
We're starting with a good friend of yours and mine and an absolute football legend.
Yeah, a real football man. 35 years at Anfield, and he made the unique journey from apprentice to manager. In fact, from cop supporter to manager. Roy Quintin Ecklin Evans, that's his full name. And when Roy drove away from the ground with a tear in his eye in November 1998 after deciding that the ridiculous experiment of joint management with Gerard Houllier was unsustainable, many people were angry at the club's loss of such a talented man. Indeed, City Sports' Ian St John's justified question that if the system wasn't working, why was it Roy who paid the price and not Houllier, led to the Saint being unwelcome at the club for a period. So there you are. And Roy himself said, "I don't think that partnership was fair to either of us." Crosby born and Bootle raised, Evans was an England schoolboy international. He joined Bill Shankly's Liverpool as a 15-year-old apprentice in 1963, signed pro in 1965 and moved through the ranks as a left back. He made 11 senior appearances. His last one, very interesting, it was at Anfield and he shackled George Best, earning the Irish star's salute in a 2-0 win over Manchester United at Christmas 1973. After hanging up his boots, he became the youngest coach in the then Football League at the age of 25. And in January 1994, after being assistant to Graham Souness, Evans stepped up to manage the club he once supported from the Kop Terraces. In almost 5 years as boss, the last 4 months with Houllier, Evans' teams played attractive attacking football thanks to his signing of players like Stan Collymore, John Scales, Jason McAteer, Patrick Berger, Danny Murphy and Paul Lynch. And interesting this, in his 4 seasons in sole charge, Liverpool twice finished third and twice fourth, which would have ensured European Cup stroke Champions League football every year under today's system. He also won the League Cup with a Wembley win over Bolton in 1995. During his marathon period at Anfield, Evans worked with the glitterati of management and coaching, including Bob Paisley, Joe Fagan, Ronnie Moran, Kenny Dalglish and Tom Saunders, in addition to Shankly. As he left Anfield, he was hailed by former chairman David Moores as the last of the Bootroom boys. Later, Roy worked briefly as director of football at Swindon Town, then assistant to Wales manager John Toshack. And of course, he still follows the game avidly, Steve.
Yeah, if you look back at the videos of that press conference when he was leaving Liverpool Football Club, look at David Moores alongside. He's absolutely devastated.
Distraught.
To be losing Roy Evans. Yeah. And there's a point by which they both stand up and he holds Roy's hand and he can't let go of it. And that really is sort of the last of the Bootroom boys. Almost,
yeah,
it's
almost
a bit symbolic, that, to me.
Yes, it was. And of course, prior to that, they'd been friends before David became chairman of the club. Mm. So they went back a long way. But he had great respect. Well, everyone, I've never met anyone say a bad word about Roy Evans. He's a great professional. He's got no ego. Kevin Keegan said that about Bob Paisley. He's the only man in football I know with no ego. But I think you could apply that to Roy as well. I've never known, he's never been big-headed. He's always gone about the job in a straight way, and he's a very good friend of mine, put that on the record, but he's a smashing guy, lovely guy.
And he's another one of those, a bit like Ronnie Moran, and you only heard this about Ronnie after his sad passing, and people said, oh, he's got 44, involved in 44 trophies, this man.
Well, exactly.
And actually, Roy's similar. You don't realise, but no. Roy has actually spanned the decades. And if you counted them up, he's involved in over more than 40 trophies with Liverpool as well.
Without a doubt. As I say, he worked with Shankly, Paisley, Fagan, Dalglish. Incredible.
Unique stuff. Roy Evans, what a man. And he's joined our 80-set of Merseyside football, inaugurated in the E's. Let's go to an Everton player, Mr. Ebrill.
Yes, John Ebrill, one of the Dogs of War midfielders, born in Bromborough in 1969, managed to hone his football skills in junior leagues while attending rugby union playing Whittle Grammar School. He signed schoolboy forms for Everton as a 12-year-old. after being included in the first intake at Lillishall's National Football School in 1984, and he went on to captain England schools teams at various levels. He signed pro at Goodison under Howard Kendall in 1986, and the following year made his first team debut as a substitute in the full Members' Cup tie against Charlton in March 1987. The full Members' Cup. Of fond memory, I must say. Eberl went on to twice captain Everton, and despite years of turmoil at Goodison, his career progressed under two terms of Kendall's management, a period under Colin Harvey, a depressing 11 months under Mike Walker, and two caretaker stints by Jimmy Gabriel before Joe Royle's arrival as boss in November 1994. After Everton's worst ever start to a season without a single win in their opening 14 games, Walker was sacked and Joe Royle took charge, with the club rock bottom of the Premier League. But he recalled Eberl to the team as part of a biting midfield with Barry Horn, Joe Parkinson and Andy Hinchcliffe, playing Andy on the left side of midfield. And that helped launch Royle's remarkable revival mission with a 2-0 win over Liverpool in his first game. And they proceeded to keep a club record 7 successive league clean sheets. Eberl won England Youth, Under-21 and B-Team recognition and also played his part in Everton's run to an unlikely FA Cup final conquest of Manchester United. But suspension ruled him out of the great semi-final win over Tottenham, and he missed out even for a place on the bench at Wembley. After 265 Everton outings in which he scored 19 goals, he rejoined Kendall at Sheffield United in a 1.2 million move in March 1997, but he broke a rib on his debut, and then ankle damage, which originally he'd sustained at Goodison, limited his career at Bramall Lane to a mere 45 minutes, which led to his premature retirement. But John was later chief scout at Everton under David Moyes. He managed Tranmere's centre of excellence before returning to Everton as an academy coach, then under-18s manager, and now he's in a current role as the assistant manager of Everton's under-23s.
That's John Eberl, and we're just doing two today. Roy Evans and John Eberl both made significant contributions to Liverpool and Everton Football Club. My thanks to John Keith for his A to Z of Merseyside football. We've got some more E's to come, including Alan Evans, Dick Edmund.
Edmund. And Peter Risto.
Peter Risto. So those are coming next week on the A to Z of Merseyside football. As always, thanks to John.
Thank you,
Steve. If you're interested in his book, From Reykjavik to Rome, that's on sale at some of the best bookshops around Merseyside, including in Heswell and in Crosby, some of the independent booksellers. So if you want to read about the history of Liverpool in Europe, you can catch up with that from those booksellers. More from the A to Z of Merseyside football next week.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.